The inflation monster rears its ugly head again. But is it as scary as the headlines make it sound? Hello, I'm Scott Inman with this week's Fastest 4 Minutes in Finance. Inflation data for March was released on April 10th, and here's a sampling of the news headlines that followed. U.S. News & World Report announced inflation remains a problem as March consumer prices come in above expectations. Forbes went with inflation much worse than expected in March. And CBS News chimed in with inflation runs hot for third straight month. Now, none of these reports are necessarily inaccurate, but they do scream for some perspective. First, let's look at the numbers. The Consumer Price Index, which is a broad measure of prices, was up 0.4% in March when compared to February. The consensus expectation among economists was that it would be up 0.3%. Now, is that really much worse than expected? Year-over-year inflation was up 3.5%. Economists expected 3.4%. Again, not a radical miss. Digging a little deeper, we find that over half of the monthly jump can be contributed to gas prices and shelter prices, which would include rent. Energy prices were up 1.1% month over month. There were a couple of bright spots in there, too. The food index was up only 0.1% in March, and the food at home index, which is grocery prices, was unchanged. Now, let's take a look at a couple of charts right off the press release from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which measures the inflation. The first one is a chart that shows us the month-to-month increases in the CPI over the past 12 months. Now, you can see that the March number is not even the highest monthly jump in the past 12 months, and it is the same as February. Now, take a look at the second chart. This tracks the 12-month inflation rate over the past 12 months. The blue line is CPI. The red line takes out food and energy prices. And this provides perspective. Look, just a year ago, the inflation rate was 5%. It plummeted to 3% in June of last year and has ticked back up to 3.5%. As a reminder, the long-term average inflation rate in the United States is 3.1%, going back to 1913 when the government began tracking it. So these are not numbers to panic over. But the stock market did sell off sharply when the data was released. Investors are worried that the Fed will delay cutting interest rates if inflation ticks up. Remember, the Fed targets a 2% inflation rate and has tried to accomplish that by raising interest rates. Now, we're fond of saying here, things are never as good or as bad as they seem. And the bottom line here is that inflation is slightly above historical averages, and interest rates are right around historical averages, too. The economy has taken all of it in stride and is currently healthy. There is a strong labor market and a steady wage growth. The Fed may, in fact, delay rate cuts, but it may not even be a headwind to the economy if they don't cut. Thanks for listening.
You should personally consult a financial advisor before making any investment, and no strategy can assure success. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA/SIPC. Investment advice offered through Independent Advisor Alliance. Independent Advisor Alliance and GenWealth Financial Advisors are separate entities from LPL Financial.